answer is Bill Wyman.
1029 The Whale Rock Gossip.
The question would be, which Rolling Stone has the most firsts? Bill Wyman, first member of the Rolling Stones to release a solo album. First rock star to open and maintain, to this day, a successful restaurant. Sticky Fingers in London opened in 89. The first member of the Stones to get divorced. The first member of the Stones to write an autobiography. And the first rock star with his own line of metal detectors. What? Metal detectors? He discovered metal detecting shortly after he left the Stones in 1993. No, he wasn't looking for Black Sabbath. Metal detectors. You know, you've seen those dudes, those old guys on the beach early in the morning with a metal detector saying, got a quarter, found a ring. Well, he's not quite that way. But this led to another first. He was the first rock star to have one of his archaeological finds put on display at a museum. And he didn't go to the beach to get that. He did it on the grounds of his manor house in Suffolk, England. He had a Roman lock and a 17th century seal. That's nice. Chris Cornell's widow believes he did not want to die and was driven to his death by a relapse into drug addiction. Story is, he called her after he woke her up by turning their home lights off and on using his phone's smart home system. She called him and said, what's going on? He was on a ranting. She told him he needed to tell her what he took, and he got mad. He got mean. And she says, that just wasn't my Chris. Some good DVDs coming out, especially if you're a Beatles fan. This is Change Begins Within concert. It's going to be out on DVD September 1st. You got a whole set by Ringo, a whole set by Paul McCartney. A lot of guests on there. Eddie Vedder, Donovan, Sheryl Crow, and Jerry Seinfeld makes a guest appearance. Hopefully not singing. And Black Sabbath's movie is coming out, The End of the End. It's coming out September the 28th.
Rock Gossip, 625 and 825 every morning. 1029 The Whale, Hartford's classic rock.